Signature Boutique carries adorable, trendy, and affordable clothing and accessories for everyone, infant size through 4X. Visit us on Morningside Drive in Marion or visit signatureboutique.net. Let us help you find the perfect outfit for your special occasion.
Well, Crittenden County pulls off another victory, beating one of its neighbors, Webster County, a team we traditionally have owned over the past several years. Rockets win 48-12 on the road at homecoming, Coach Starnes. And I know you always like to be the homecoming opponent. It's kind of good locker room stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, I mean, we were excited that they selected us for homecoming. And, you know, we wanted to make sure that that we sent them off with a good homecoming present that night. And hopefully they had a their dance was a happy dance. And, you know, it's just for us, it's just all about trying to establish our respect and earn the respect. And when you're selected for homecoming, we view that as disrespectful. So, you know, we enjoy when somebody does. And, you know, we found out today that we're also Union County's homecoming. So, you know, we're obliged to take that role on, and hopefully we can have a good ball game. But, you know, we really wanted to play well. We wanted them to understand, you know, that they selected the wrong team for homecoming, and we wanted to send a message, and hopefully we did.
Big game for Nick Castiller and Alex Cosby. Alex had a career night, 8 receptions for 97 yards, and one of those receptions, I think he either had 0 or minus yards on, so he had 7 very productive catches. Nick rushed for 118 yards and then threw for 155, and all of that 155 was in the first half. So good night.
Yeah, it was a great night, and you know, two things there. One is you know, we're glad that Alex finally caught the ball and got some positive yardage after the run. I mean, after the catch, and that's what we've been wanting him to do all along. Throw the ball to him, and with his athletic ability, is get yards after the catch. And he did that, and hopefully he will continue to get better there. And the second thing is, you know, Castiller was very accurate in throwing the football. He 75% completion rate, and, you know, he was just in control of it. And you know, that's what we told him at halftime, that I thought he was throwing the ball as well as I've ever seen him, as far as his accuracy, and really could have had one or two more catches there that if we make an adjustment to the ball, I think Ethan Hunt makes a catch to the, you know, instead of his hands out. We, you know, we've got to make an adjustment to it, and so he, you know, had a couple drops, and you know, I thought he really played well.
And of course, he threw for a couple of touchdown passes, one to Cosby and one to Seth Birdwell. And not on a 14-yard pass to Seth, and I believe that was Seth's second touchdown catch of the year.
Yeah, and you know, Seth, you know, and we make this comment every game, you know, that I'm out there watching the drills that we do, and you know, our kids can catch now, and that's because of Jeremy Wheeler working with the receivers and Sean Thompson, offensive coordinator, that we do it every day, and make sure that they can catch the ball. And. And it's drills that we do. It's our warm-up drill every day, and it's called a noose drill. And you know, you can see that the quarterbacks, we don't throw it hard, don't throw it deep, don't throw it fast, but we just throw accurate, and that's what we're working on. And the receivers can catch it, and it's paid off for us.
And I want to apologize to Seth Birdwell. I just saw what I printed here off of the web. Every time auto spell correct, it changes his name from Birdwell to Birdcall. I've caught several of them. So if you see that on the website, it's because auto spell check got me and corrected it, auto correct on me. So this was a game that we felt like going into. It was an opportunity to really maybe work on some things. You figure it was a game that we could get a W on, and you did. And the first half, it was over. And the second half, a lot of kids played, and a lot of these young kids saw some good runs out of these. Charlie and Nesbitt played a good game.
Yeah, and you know, I tell you what, I really like those two as running backs. And, you know, the thing is, next year we have those guys back. It will be Charlie Johnson will be a senior, and And Nesbitt would be a sophomore. And then we also have Mason Myers coming back. There will be a senior. So I really like the way Charlie Johnson runs the ball. He runs hard. And so, you know, he just has to understand that he fits into this offense. And when he does that and understands that and he practices that way and expects to be out there, he's going to be a force to be reckoned with. And, you know, Devin's just got to get stronger, and he's got skills.
He showed some burst of speed there
and
on that run.
That's exactly what we've been trying to tell him as far as what the skills he has is be able to, we want to utilize that speed. And when he gets it, he's going to have to utilize it. So, and he's got it. So we'll have to. But you know, I really like the way I like Charlie Johnson's attitude, his mentality. You know, he's the one on the sideline that is always excited when somebody else scores and has a big play and stuff like that. So his enthusiasm, I mean, just second to none.
You know, those guys come in and have 44 yards rushing for Nesbitt, 42 for Johnson, in a little over three quarters of action, and that's pretty good. You know, you stretch that out over a game, that's a 100-yard game.
Yeah, and you know, it's against their first team because they never substitute. So, you know, it was good that they were able to do that and get some positive yardage. And they were tough yardage. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, they had to break some tackles and lower their shoulders, and that's what I like. And as I said, I really like the way Charlie Johnson ran the football.
Of course, Castillo rushed for 118. Gavin Dickerson, another good night defensively and offensively for him, 2 carries for 19 yards. And Mason Myers, 4 carries for 32 yards and a touchdown. Dylan Hollis, 3 carries for 27. But that pales in comparison to the courage that he showed Sunday night down at the Rocket Fellowship night. He did a great job, got up and gave his testimony in front of everybody.
Yeah, and, you know, that says a lot for his character. I mean, he did an excellent job, and Dylan Hollis is a first-rate individual and a human being, and he sincerely cares about this program and cares about the other players and just an outstanding human being. And I thought he did an excellent job, and it's very difficult to get in front of your peers and speak. And he did a wonderful job, had a great message, and, you know, I think he represented himself, this team, and his family well.
That's a nice event they put on every year. Had 425. It was a record turnout for that last night. And we really appreciate Mexico Baptist Church putting that on. And just it's a nice outreach for their church, but it's also just a great fellowship for the whole community.
You know, and I think it is. I think it's a way to give everybody together and you know, just see that it is, it's about a community and it's not about a program or anything like that. And it's a great thing that they do. And we enjoy it every year. And the kids look forward to it. And we appreciate Mexico Baptist Church for putting that on.
Anything else from the Webster game that you picked up on, little things that you see and watch the film? I know you've watched the film. And anything that we don't, that the average fan maybe misses? You know, we tend to watch the football a lot of time, unless we're a parent, then you watch your own child. But what are some things that from that game that you picked up on that you saw as positive and or maybe negative?
Well, I mean, I don't like to dwell on any negative. I think we can always get better on our technique and things that we do. But I mean, I just like our offensive line, the way that they're playing, and you know, we had to put Dakota Kerner in there and play in front of Shelby because Shelby had surgery and he was at the game and the kids really enjoyed seeing him and wish him well that we miss him. But you know, the communication in there that they're having, it has to make sure that people don't see that, what we have to communicate up front with the five guys and every play and what we do. And the communication that we have to have from the quarterback to the receivers, because they're always, you know, just because we call a play doesn't mean that that's the play that we're going to run. There's options for us to run. And so it has to be communicated to each one of them and then read appropriately by the quarterback. So I think communication is probably the thing that people don't see that what we do and what we have to work for and make sure that everything gets done at that time.
On the defense, your line did very well too. Well, as the whole defense, you had 13 times you threw them for a loss on plays and had some sacks. I know Beavers and Travis McKinney were in on some sacks. I can't remember, there were two or three others.
We had three sacks that you know, was a difference in the ball game as well. But, you know, 13 tackles for loss, I mean, that's a bunch. And that just means that we're beating them up front. And so, you know, you had Travis McKinney that had three, Travis Fitzgerald that had three. And that's two of your defensive linemen that has six of the tackles for losses. And so Beavers had two, and that's another one. So, you know, it just says a lot for those guys and the way that they played. If they play the right technique, then they can make plays, and that's what we're trying to teach them.
Again, Crittenden County wins this football game 48-12 to go 4-1 on the season. We'll go to Union County this week for another homecoming. We call that the Cold Bowl, and we'll discuss that at length on the Thursday podcast. But it's great to get this win over Webster County and to kind of get things righted after the Caldwell game.
Yeah, and we needed that, Chris. And Caldwell is just a super, super ball club. And you see that now that they beat Henderson 52, 51 to 20-something, you know. I mean, they're just a phenomenal ball game and ball team. And you now you got people today talking about Caldwell beating Paducah Tillman. And so, I mean, you know, it's they're an outstanding ball club. So we were glad to have this one and glad that we were able to do it in such a fashion that we needed to. And now this upcoming week we have to make sure that we continue that. But, you know, we have to say that, you know, Nick Castiller and Alex Cosby were the offensive player of the game. And defensively, you know, Travis McKinney was just all over the field and really stood out on defense and what he did in his tackles for loss, his sack, you know, and things of that nature. And then lineman of the week was Travis Fitzgerald, continues to be an outstanding force up front, both offense and defense. And then you know, special teams player of the week, we gave it to Alex Cosby because we score a kickoff return that we really haven't scored a special teams touchdown in about 4 years since 2011. So we put that middle return in and told them this week that we were going to score if it was blocked right, and the kids did a good job and blocked it.
So great job. Before we close out, I want to touch on a couple of injuries. I know Devin Hopper came out of the game, and Will Dobbins, I think, came out of the game. How are they?
Will Dobbins broke his arm, and he's going to have it set. And we wish him well. He came in as a backup player and mop-up role. And, you know, Will's one that really wants to do well. And he got his arm broken, and we'll see how long he's going to be out. But we wish him well. And Hopper saw him today, and he had an x-ray. There's no broken bones or anything. So he said the doctor said he needed an MRI if it felt bad and continued to hurt. But, I mean, he said it felt good today. So he's walking on it, couldn't tell any limping or anything like that. So, you know, that's a good thing. And hopefully we'll have him back. And we don't need any more injuries to our linemen. And so, you know, we expect them to be back and as much of full force as we can possibly be. And, you know, hopefully get Dylan Hicks back. And we're still waiting on the doctor to release him. So, you know, that's supposed to be this week, and it was supposed to be last week. And we're just waiting on that. He's saying it feels good and can go. So we just got to have a doctor to release him.
All right, Coach Stearns, another win, another week. We'll go to Union County and try to pull it off again. Good luck at practice this week.
All right, buddy, appreciate it.